How long would you stick around your coastal community if you hadn't had a shower in 30 days and your neighbor hasn't either? Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on the choices leaders are making on both sides of the Pacific.
Let's make this real by going first to Seattle's sister city in Japan. You may recall a big earthquake struck Kobe in 1995.
It's also hard to fathom why, here in one of the most developed parts of the world, firemen are slowed down because the water supply has been cut off.
The magnitude 7.3 quake knocked out water, electricity, collapsed a main highway and railway, and killed more than 6,000 people. Kobe is now in the process of replacing nearly 3,000 miles of cast iron water distribution lines with flexible pipe to make its system earthquake resistant. Hitoshi Araike is an assistant manager at the Kobe City Waterworks Bureau.
I guess that the damage we have received in the earthquake kind of determined that we will replace the pipes.
Araike and an interpreter led foreign journalists deep underground to see a new large transmission main that can double as emergency water storage. It cost a fortune. He described automatic shutoff valves installed at reservoirs to keep water from draining away after a quake, and he showed the flexible pipes and new-style connectors with reinforced sleeves that resist breakage. They're being deployed at both the waterworks and a rebuilt sewage treatment plant. I asked Araike how long water service might be out in his city after the next great earthquake.
Once the new technology is in place, I expect zero disruption.
Zero disruption?
How does this compare to the Pacific Northwest?
We'd like to get back up and operating within 3 to 4 days. That's our goal from a level of service standpoint.
That's Jim Miller, engineering superintendent for Everett Public Works. I spoke with Miller as contractors were reinforcing walls and ceilings to earthquake-proof the operations building at Everett's drinking water treatment plant. It serves 600,000 people across Snohomish County. Miller says his utility assessed its earthquake vulnerability and has prioritized a list of improvements. Next, the Public Works Department wants to install flexible joints at some pipeline water crossings. Everett's full list of seismic upgrades could take 20 years to complete. The cost would be folded into multiple rate increases. Miller says rate hikes above the pace of inflation inevitably draw pushback.
If we did nothing, that's more, you know, business as usual. And so you could keep rates lower. But people we've found, for the most part, expect a reliable system. And once they understand what it's for, they seem, in fact, our wholesale customers have actually encouraged us to make our system more resilient.
Everett is one of the big three drinking water suppliers in the Central Puget Sound Water Supply Forum alongside Seattle and Tacoma. The forum recently estimated outage times for a big offshore earthquake and close-by shallow ones. Their analysis found it currently could take up to 60 days to restore service to most customers. In Oregon, a state resilience plan set a goal for water supply systems to be mostly operational within 2 weeks after a Cascadia megaquake. We're nowhere close to that, says the chief engineer at the Portland Water Bureau. The current projections for long outages of vital services mean you need to prepare to survive on your own. State and federal emergency managers used to recommend to stockpile food and water for 3 days. Now, Oregon and Washington suggest people in earthquake country prepare 2 weeks' worth of supplies. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.